Chapter 8, Waves, Section 1, What Are Waves? As you read, what you'll learn, page 226. You'll learn to explain the relationship among waves, energy, and matter. You'll learn to describe the differences between transverse waves and compressional waves. Why it's important. Waves enable you to see and hear the world around you. Your review vocabulary word is the word energy, which means the ability to cause change. And your new vocabulary words are wave, mechanical wave, transverse wave, compressional wave, and electromagnetic wave. What is a wave? When you are relaxing on an air mattress in a pool and someone does a cannonball dive off the diving board, you suddenly find yourself bobbing up and down. You can make something move by giving it a push or a pull, but the person jumping didn't touch your air mattress. How did the energy from the dive travel through the water and move your air mattress? The up and down motion was caused by the peaks and valleys of the ripples that moved where the splash occurred. These peaks and valleys make up water waves. Waves carry energy. Rhythmic disturbances that carry energy without carrying matter are called waves. Water waves are shown in Figure 1. You can see the energy of the wave from a speedboat traveling outward, but the water only moves up and down. If you've ever felt a clap of thunder, you know that sound waves can carry large amounts of energy. You also transfer energy when you throw something to a friend, as in Figure 1. However, there is a difference between a moving ball and a wave. A ball is made of matter, and when it is thrown, the matter moves from one place to another. So, unlike the wave, throwing a ball involves the transport of matter as well as energy. Page 227, a model for waves. How does a wave carry energy without transporting matter? Imagine a line of people, as shown in Figure 2. The first person in line passes a ball to the second person, who passes the ball to the next person, and so on. Passing a ball down a line of people is a model for how waves can transport energy without transporting matter. Even though the ball has traveled, the people in the line have not moved. In this model, you can think of the ball as representing energy. What do the people in the line represent? Think about the ripples on the surface of a pond. The energy carried by the ripples travels through the water. The water is made up of water molecules. It is the individual molecules of water that pass the wave energy, just as the people. The water molecules transport the energy in a water wave by colliding with the molecules around them, as shown in Figure 2. Reading check. What is carried by waves? Mechanical waves. In the wave model, the ball could not be transferred if the line of people didn't exist. The energy of a water wave could not be transferred if no water molecules existed. These types of waves, which use matter to transfer energy, are called mechanical waves. The matter through which a mechanical wave travels is called a medium. For ripples on a pond, the medium is the water. A mechanical wave travels as energy is transferred from particle to particle in the medium. For example, a sound wave is a mechanical wave that can travel through air, as well as solids, liquids, and other gases. Without a medium, such as air, there would be no sound waves. In outer space, sound waves can't travel because there is no air. Page 228, transverse waves. In a mechanical transverse wave, the wave energy causes the matter in the medium to move up and down or back and forth at right angles to the direction the wave travels. You can make a model of a transverse wave. Stretch a long rope out on the ground. Hold one end in your hand. Now shake the end in your hand back and forth. As you shake the rope, you create a wave that seems to slide along the rope. When you first started shaking the rope, it might have appeared that the rope itself was moving away from you, but it was only the wave that was moving away from your hand. The wave energy moves through the rope, but the matter in the rope doesn't travel. You can see that the wave has peaks and valleys at regular intervals. As shown in Figure 3, The high points of transverse waves are called crests. The low points are called troughs. And do take the time to read through the caption for figure 4. That would be very helpful if you did. Page 229, compressional waves. Mechanical waves can be either transverse or compressional. In compressional wave, matter in the medium moves forward and backward along the same direction that the wave travels. You can make a compressional wave by squeezing together and releasing several coils of a coiled spring toy, as shown in figure 4. The coils move only as the wave passes and then return to their original positions. So like transverse waves, compressional waves carry only energy forward along the spring. In this example, the spring is the medium the wave moves through, but the spring does not move along with the wave. Sound waves. Sound waves are compressional waves. How do you make sound waves when you talk or sing? If you hold your fingers against your throat while you hum, you can feel vibrations. These vibrations are the movements of your vocal cords. If you touch a stereo speaker while it's playing, you can feel it vibrating too. All waves are produced by something that is vibrating. Making sound waves. How do vibrating objects make sound waves? Look at the drum shown in figure 5. When you hit the drum head, it starts vibrating up and down. As the drum head moves upward, the molecules next to it are pushed closer together. This group of molecules that are closer together is a compression. As the compression is formed, it moves away from the drum head, just as the squeezed coils move along the coiled spring toy in figure 4. When the drum head moves downward, the molecules near it have more room and can spread farther apart. This group of molecules that are farther apart is a rarefaction. The rarefaction also moves away from the drum head. As a drum head vibrates up and down, it forms a series of compressions and rarefactions that move away and spread out in all directions. This series of compressions and rarefactions is a sound wave. Page 230, electromagnetic waves. Waves that can travel through space where there is no matter are electromagnetic waves. There are different types of electromagnetic waves, including radio waves, infrared waves, visible light waves, ultraviolet waves, X-rays, and gamma rays. These waves can travel in matter or in space. Radio waves from TV and radio stations travel through air and may be reflected from a satellite in space. They then travel through air through the walls of your house and to your TV or radio. Radiant energy from the sun. The sun emits electromagnetic waves that travel through space and reach Earth. The energy carried by electromagnetic waves is called radiant energy. Almost 92% of the radiant energy that reaches Earth from the sun is carried by infrared and visible light waves. Infrared waves make you feel warm when you sit in the sunlight, and visible light waves enable you to see. A small amount of the radiant energy that reaches Earth is carried by ultraviolet waves. These are the waves that can cause sunburn if you're exposed to sunlight for too long. The Section 1 review, the summary, what is a wave? Waves transfer energy but do not transfer matter. Mechanical waves. Mechanical waves require a medium in which to travel. When a transverse wave travels, particles of the medium move at right angles to the direction the wave is traveling. When a compressional wave travels, particles of the medium move back and forth along the same direction the wave is traveling. Sound is a compressional wave. Electromagnetic waves. Electromagnetic waves can travel through empty space. The sun emits different types of electromagnetic waves, including infrared, visible light, and ultraviolet waves. That is the end of Chapter 8, Section 1, What Are Waves?